This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 13th, God's word for you today is your response. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 37, verse 31, and it says, "And you who are left in Judah, who have escaped the ravages of the siege, will put roots down in your own soil and grow up and flourish. You will arise and you will shine. You will get up and you will be noticed for excellence. However, roots before shoots. In basic biology, the first thing that grows in a plant is the root, and it is because plants need water. The roots go down into the soil and get water for the plant. When you see people wetting the leaves of plants, they are just refreshing the leaves. It is of no value, really. It is the roots that get and bring the water the plant needs. However, the plant also needs sunshine. God is saying to you and I that plants need water as much as they need light. Therefore, the deeper the roots, the more the plant can withstand trials, droughts, and seasons. Hence, the deeper your roots, the more you can withstand droughts and seasons of affliction and trials. God says in today's anchor scripture that those who escape the ravages, those who survive the pandemic, will put down roots, shoot up, and flourish. So, arise and shine. It is a prophetic word into your life and your destiny. Arise and shine means get up and excel in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am speaking to you now. Get up and excel. You may be bombarded on every side and the enemy is trying to close in on you, but the word of God is coming to you today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and excel, because your light has come, and so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Your light has come. Your sun has come, because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, even right now. Your light has come. My light has come. So how do plants and trees respond to light? There are three basic ways, or scientific terms, if you will. The first is photosynthesis. Photo is light, and synthesis is like production. So the production that happens by light, photosynthesis, is the process of taking light energy and converting it into chemical energy. By chemical energy, we mean glucose and other organic substances. Therefore, your light has come, because God's glory is upon you. You will not lack provision in the name of Jesus. God's glory is upon you. You will take God's light, you will synthesize it, and you will produce sustenance for yourself, for your family, and for those around you in the name of Jesus. God's light is upon you, and that is huge. 1 John 1 verse 5 says, "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all." Let us pray. Father, your light is my sustenance, my inspiration, and my multiplication. Therefore, I get up and excel, because your light is upon me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.